Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon, and today we'll be studying Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis. Perek Aleph ended with Bnei Yisrael asking Hashem to bring the Geula, even if they're not worthy. Hashem should still bring it, so that His name should not be desecrated in this world. Perek Beis continues with the words of appeasement by Knesset Yisrael, who are trying to arouse Hashem to bring the Geula. It is in this hope that they describe the beauty of their deeds and how Hashem loved them in earlier times. All of this is an effort to once again find favor in Hashem's eyes. Pasuk Aleph, Knesset Yisrael remind Hashem of the beauty of their actions in earlier days when they were like a chavatzelas hasharon, a flower with a greenish color. They cleaved to Hashem without any sin, which is represented by red, the opposite color. At that point, they found favor in Hashem's eyes, like a beautiful flower that finds favor in the eyes of all who see it. At that time, even if it was their if there was sin, which is like red like a rose, it was not considered a blemish because we were compared to a Shoshanat HaAmakim, a rose of the valley, which grows on water and constantly is renewed and refreshed. This refers to the Nevi'im, which would refresh us and return us to good. In the next Pasuk, Pasuk Gimel, Bnei Yisrael continued to arouse favor in Hashem's eyes by describing her love to him in Gullus. Bnei Yisrael tell Hashem that even though during Gullus he interacts with them like an apple tree, ketapuach ba'atzei hayar, which has no shade, meaning they suffer terribly in exile while the other nations are protected like trees in the forest. Nevertheless, we choose Hashem and desire the apples, the reward that will come for those that choose to cleave to Him. In His shade I delighted and sat. Its fruit was sweet to my palate. We believe that we will once again taste the sweetness of choosing to stick to Him at the time of the Geula. This is the song of Knesset Yisrael throughout the generations. Throughout the pogroms, the Holocaust, decrees, suffering, Bnei Yisrael choose to stay in the shade of Hashem, knowing that there will be a brighter future. Pasuk Dalet, Bnei Yisrael continued to speak about how, in the state of Gullus, they yearn for and remember the love they had with Hashem in the Midbar when they merited to receive the Torah, Hevi'ani El Beit Hayayin. And they yearn for this, the level of the encampment of the flags that they learned from the angels at Har Sinai, Udzugalo Alai Ahava. Pasuk Hey, the love was so strong that we became lovesick, Cholas Ava, and therefore asked to be sustained by Ashishos, namely Ashishe Anavim, goblets of grapes. The speech of Hashem at Har Sinai was intoxicating because of our deep desire to cleave to Him, and therefore we needed the wine straight from the grapes, which is not as intoxicating, namely the speech of Hashem through the throat of Moshe. This too was not enough to revive us until a scent was unleashed from Mount Gan Eden, the Ste HaTapuchim. Pasuk Vav, it is in the merit of this great love that even when Klal Yisrael went into exile, Smolo Tachas L'Roshi, his left hand, Hashem's hand, is under my head. Left symbolizes the Midas Hadin, the judgment. Hashem still watched over us and sustained us. Yimino Techabkeni, his right hand embraced me. Bnei Yisrael continue in Pasuk Zion. Hashem's embrace was such until He turned to the nations, which are often called the Benos Yerushalayim, and said to them, Hishpati Eschem, I bind you under oath that you cannot afflict Bnei Yisrael. I already decreed my decrees, and you are bound by them. Whether Bnei Yisrael are doing my will, as Tzvos Hashem, or whether they are not doing my will, as Ayalos Hasadeh, you don't have the power to cause or to cancel my connection with Klal Yisrael. In Ta'iru, you don't have the ability to afflict Bnei Yisrael, that they will come to a point of denying Hashem and thus being hated. And on the other hand, im ta'oru es ha'ava, you can't arouse them. You can't push Bnei Yisrael to return to me because of their tremendous suffering, because Hashem is really waiting that perhaps Bnei Yisrael will return to Him from their own goodwill. And if, chas v'shalom, this does not happen, Hashem Himself will establish for them a king like Haman to arouse them to do tshuva and reestablish the love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the pasuk says, ad shetachbots, until the time comes, sheshachafet Hashem, that Hashem desires to redeem them. Meaning, you other nations, you cannot change the decrees that I have. You can't have an impact on Klal Yisrael beyond what I expect. I don't want you to cause them to become hated or to be pushed to do tshuva. I want it to come from their will, but if it doesn't, I will make the decisions and I will cause it, ad shetachbots, when I want. Pasuk Ches. B'nai Israel continues to reminisce about the great kindness of Hashem, that He brought them close with love and redeemed them from Mitzrayim before the set time. Kol dodi hinei zeba, the voice of my beloved, behold he comes, medaleg al ha'arim, leaping over mountains, mekapetz al ha'gvaos, skipping over hills. Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim before the set time. Even though Hashem promised that Avraham that we would be enslaved in Mitzrayim for 400 years, Hashem took us out after 210 years. It was in the merit of the Avos and the Imahos, symbolized by the Harim and the Gvaos, the mountains and the hills, that Hashem skipped and leaped. He was Midaleg and Mekapetz. Pasuk Tes. This love that Hashem revealed to us at Yetzias Mitzrayim extended into our exile, as even there Hashem watched over us with love. My beloved is compared to a deer, a tzvi. Just as a deer sleeps with one eye open, similarly, when we are in Galus, when Hashem is, so to speak, sleeping, He continues to watch over Klal Yisrael. And even when, as a result of our sins, we create a wall, a kotel, which separates between us, Hineza Omeda Harkatlenu, He stands behind our wall. He still watches through the windows, the chalonot and the charakim, the lattices and windows, Mashkiach min hachalonot, Meitzitz min hacharakim. Pasuk Yod. Hashem bestowed upon us even more goodness. He not only watched us over us in exile, but also He sent His prophets and His messengers, leaders of the generation, to arouse us to fix our ways. Kumi lach rayasi yafasi. Get up, my beloved one, my beautiful one, ulechilach, and go forth from the gullus. Hashem pushes them to arouse us and to tell us to get up and to fix our ways so that we can get out of this long, difficult exile. Hashem continues in Pasuk Yod Aleph. And He tells Klal Yisrael, don't worry that the time for Geula has not come, because as soon as you fix your ways, Hastavavar, the winter, Hageshem, and the rain, which symbolize the Gullus, will pass. Halachlo. Hashem wants us to fix our ways so that we can hasten the Geula and not suffer in this Gullus. In the next two Psukim, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, they describe how Hashem, in His great love for His nation, is ready to bring the Geula immediately if we awaken to return, even if we don't completely fix our ways. Hanitzanim nir'u ba'aretz, when the blossoms have appeared, meaning B'nai Israel start to have thoughts of redemption, even if the actions are not actually complete. And Eid Hazamir, Klal Yisrael start to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will hear the kol, the sound of Geula. We will see signs that Hashem wants to redeem us. Kol hator nishma b'yartzenu, as the sound of the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our lands. And when hata'ina chanta pageha, the fig tree produces green figs, meaning when B'nai Israel actually start to mend their ways, even if it's just the beginning of the growth of a fruit, as when figs are green. V'agafanim smadar nasnu reyach, and the tender grapes give out their fragrance. The Talmidei Chachamim start to give forth good smell. Kumilach rayasi yafasi ulechilach. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and go forth. Hashem will quickly bring the complete redemption. Pasuk Yedaled. In the middle of the telling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, this pasuk comes to explain the question. If Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, as is described, then why do the tzaddikim sometimes receive punishments or go through trying and difficult times? Yonati b'chag v'hasela. The question is asked, if Hashem loves us, why does He bring misfortune on the tzaddikim, to the Yona, who then need to hide in the clefts of the rock due to the situation? And why sometimes does Hashem prevent a tzaddik from reaching his full potential, b'seser hamadriga, in the concealment of the cliff, namely his level? He can't get to where he needs to be. It's hiding. Like in the times of suffering, when he can't therefore be involved in Torah learning. It seems that Hashem doesn't want the tzaddik savoda. Why is Hashem doing this? And the answer is, harini es marich, hashmini es kolich. These sorrows don't stand in contradiction to Hashem's love for His nation. Rather, the tzara is for the good of the tzaddik, so he can strengthen his connection with Hashem through prayer and through good deeds, as the tzaddik will show Hashem his countenance and will raise his voice in prayer. Pasuk Tesvav. After Knesset Yisrael tells of the earlier good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she starts to ask and say, Echazu lanu shualim, shualim ktanim, small foxes grabbed us, meaning small averos, That's what's preventing the geula. The foxes are small, but their teeth are sharp. They are dangerous, as the small averus that we don't pay attention to and constantly transgress. They are destroying our vineyard. Therefore, Knesset Yisrael asks Hashem in Pasuk Tesayim, Dodi li va'ani lo haro'eh b'shoshanim. My beloved is mine, and I am his, who pastures among the roses. Even though I sinned, as described in the Pasuk before, redeem us, as your name is included in ours, Yisrael. And when we are in exile, your name is desecrated. You are mine, and I am yours. You, Hashem, shepherded us from when we were like roses, haro'eh b'shoshanim, and therefore we ask you to redeem us for your name and for your sake. B'nai Yisrael continue in Pasuk Yedayin to ask that the geula come quickly, as long as the day has not passed and the shade still exists. Ad she'yapuach hayom v'nasnu hatzlilim, meaning as long as there is chos avos, sov demi lecha dodi l'tzvi ola ofer hayalim, jump like a deer and redeem us quickly in the merit of the promise to Avraham in Bris Bein HaBesarim on Har HaMoriah. I'd like to end with one thought. I think very often when we're stuck in a difficult situation, we right away look to finding resolutions. Who do I know? Who can help me? Who's the best doctor? Who's the best connection that I have? But in our psukim, in this parak, Hashem is telling us, Yonasi b'chag v'hasela, b'seser hamadriga, Yidin, when you're in a difficult situation, when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, what's the answer? Harini es marech, hashmi'ini es kolech, ki kolech arev. You got to raise your voice in tefillah. You have to daven to me. While we need to put in our shtadlus, we need to put in the proper efforts, we always need to remember that the real effort and the real person, the real being that's helping us is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And often we forget that when we're looking to other people and outside sources, we forget to go to the person who's most important, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think this message is seen so clearly in the story of Purim. If you think about it, when Esther Hamalka was able to go to Ahasuerus at the party, and she said to him, and he said to her, Esther, what can I do for you? I'll give you anything. She could have asked for anything in the world. And yet, what does she ask for? Please come to another party. It seems very strange. It's startling. Can you imagine what was going on in shul the next morning when they thought that she was going in to save them and they're so deflated and disappointed? It was like a blown opportunity. But Esther's point was precisely this. She didn't want Klal Yisrael to think that their inside connection was what was going to save them. It was really that it was her, that it wasn't her, but it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She didn't want them to forget who they needed to daven to. And when they saw that this opportunity was what they thought was missed, they turned to Hashem, and that's what ultimately bring about the geula. Esther was a person, she'ein la avaim. She didn't have a mother and she didn't have a father. She understood this message. She understood the idea of having no one else to rely on but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we go through difficult times and we're dealing with hardships, while we need to put in our own efforts, we can't forget the most important thing. Harini es marech, hashmi'eni es kolech, ki kolech arev. We need to turn to Hashem. We need to daven, because that's really what Hashem desires in this moment. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordon, Mordechai ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.